Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live. Let me make sure that we live on all different platforms. I don't know what's wrong with X. X is tweaking. But listen, man, we diving deep today. We going in deep. Listen. If this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave a comment, make sure you like, make sure you stay and engage with the topic, because we're speaking about how to master one skill. And it's important to master one skill because this is what helps us focus on what we need to do and how we need to go about doing it. One thing for sure is that you cannot be everything. I want to draw like a demonstration on this board right behind me right quick for a moment. I want to draw it right quick. Hold on. So, you know that saying that I'm a jack of all trades? I'm a jack of all trades because I can do many things. I'm very talented and I'm very creative. I have so many different ideas in my head. I just constantly think of different things day by day, day in, day out, and everything that comes about. I'm very creative. I'm very creative because I think about a lot of things. So I just want to draw this demonstration right here on this board of being a jack of what being a jack of all trades look like. Hold on. Let me get up for a moment. Hold on. So I'm gonna draw a box. Oh no, yep, y'all can see that. I'm gonna draw a box and I'm gonna put like lit dots in here. And the lit dots are your ideas. Right? And the target is trying to hit it, but you just can't hit it because you don't have tension behind it. You don't have purpose behind what you are doing and how you're going about doing it, right? So this is the target. This is the idea that we have. This is something that goes on in our mind. Like, we're very creative. We have a lot of thoughts. We have things now we think about, and oftentimes the things that we're thinking about is all over the place. And the reason why I wanted to draw this demonstration is to show you that even though there's something that comes from being creative, having a lot of ideas, having something that having a lot of things that you can go off of. Yes, you can be talented, but can you be masterful? Can you perfect what you need to perfect in order to hit the target? See, forgive my drawing. I'm not an artist. Artist is not my passion. But for the demonstration, see, this is an arrow right here. This is an arrow. And if I want to hit this target right here, right in the middle, I have to understand that I need to focus on one thing rather than a lot. Because if I'm not focusing on what I'm aiming for, I'm going to be all over the place. I'm going to be all over the place because the place and the focus is scattered. I'm scattered all over the place. One thing that I've learned is that being a jack of all trades does nothing for you. It does nothing for you because we can only do so many things by ourselves, and recognizing that effort has to be put into everything that we think about, can do, and believe was possible. It's not possible until we understand the process behind everything that we're doing. And see, until we recognize that we can't hit our target, we can't hit our goals, because we are all over the place. you can't be your best because your best is your best is not even described. It's not even matched. It's not even created because we all over the place. You have a lot of talents. You have a lot of skills. You have a lot of different beliefs, but the skills and belief does nothing if you're not putting them to use. And one thing that I've learned for sure while being on this journey is understanding the process behind everything that we do. There's a journey. There's a process that we have to go through. There's a time that we have to experience. There's a moment that we have to learn. See, being a master of one skill shows that you're able to focus on one skill, on one perspective, on one thing that you can focus on. I mean, let me look up the word of jack of all traits. Hold on. Let me look up jack of all traits. Jack of all traits. Okay, yeah. Let me share the screen. Yeah. Master. Where's it at? Here we go. Jack of all trades. Oh, my bad. I spelled it wrong. Jack of all trades. A person who can do many different types of work. A person who can do many different types of work. And let me see what master means. Master. Let me see. A man who has people working for him, especially. Oh, hold on. Master. I'm going to put master in skills. Master in skills. What does master in a skill looks like? Master in a skill. Master in a skill is not about memorizing facts. It's about understanding. Oh, yeah. A master, the definition of mastering. This mastering skill is not about memorizing facts or learning formulas. It's about understanding why things work and apply them. So even though you go through and have different ideas that you can do, let me come back to the screen. You have different ideas that you can do, that you can pursue, that you can learn, that you would like to go through. What I've learned is that being stretched too thin, being stretched too far does nothing for you because you're not able to focus. You're not able to learn. You're not able to perfect this one skill. At least I'm not. At least I wasn't. And when I learned during the time of me trying to figure out what I would like to do, how I would like to go about doing it, let's just say for this last year, I've been learning and focusing more on podcasting, content creation, business, marketing, and really just understanding the process behind what goes on behind this. It's not just about talking to a camera. There's a business behind this. There's a perspective behind this. But it's me learning what the business is. It's me learning, identifying that what the process does for me, it helps me prepare and become masterful of a skill. And how this helped me is that it taught me something. It taught me something very important. You are only one. I'm only one person. As many things that I would like to do, as many ideas that I've came across and I've thought about, that I've started, that I stopped, that I've started, that I've stopped. You have to start somewhere in the new industry or field or skill. You have to start from the bottom. And then as you continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to develop, to continue to show up, there's something here that's being developed. You are mastering how to do something, how to do this skill, how to show up, because you've been showing up for a long amount of time, for a period amount of time. But see, what stops a lot of people is a terminology called the shiny syndrome, which means when something new, something great, something fantastic pops up in our mind, we stop what we are currently doing to start this new. At least that's what I did. I stopped what I was doing. No, not necessarily stop. I put it on pause for like a couple of days, couple of weeks. And I realized I wasn't getting the full potential, the full work that I needed to get from it because I just was doing too much. I was doing extremely too much. Let me go back to this demonstration. This demonstration right here, let me draw this arrow right quick. This demonstration, I'm going to put doing too much. doing too much. And see, the reason why this is so important, because it's hard to focus and not be creative and chase something that you have an idea for. Let me look up the terminology, shiny syndrome. Shiny syndrome. Let me see if I spelt it right. Syndrome right there. Shiny syndrome. Let me share this right quick. If you're joining in right now, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you like, subscribe, and make sure you comment below and engage with this video and how you're and what you think of the topic of focusing on one thing. So shiny syndrome, that's the terminology, shiny object syndrome. This is what it means, a state of constant distraction. I don't need to read the rest. Constant distraction. Shiny object syndrome is a constant distraction. You're constantly being distracted. Let me come back to the screen. For a moment. You're constantly being distracted because you're constantly starting over. You're consistently starting over because the shiny object syndrome is catching your eye. It's catching your attention. It's bringing out curiosity. What if I can do it? What if me doing it helped change my life? What if I create something, and as I'm doing something, it helps me more than I think. See, the shiny object syndrome just shows that you're doing too much. I had to take a step back and just realize and recognize I'm doing too much. Because what do I have to show for? What do I have to show for being a jack of all trades, having different skills in different fields and different industries? What is that even showing? How is that helping me? It's not even helping me remotely, even a little bit. It's not even helping. D Blake, what's going on? D Glide Goddess, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. Listen. Recently, a couple months ago, I started to learn about business. Right? As I was learning about business, I was going to school. As I was learning about business, going to school, I was creating content. I had to set everything up. I had to come up and create the ideas. So everything is getting piled up on top of one another. Yet everything is getting piled on top of me. I can't handle it. I can't give the same energy that I'm giving to this one thing because the next thing needs the same amount of energy, but I'm not able to give it. And it was so frustrating. Even when I was attending University of South Florida, when I was attending the school, I had four different classes, which means I had nine different assignments. One day, one week, I woke up, it was nine different assignments. It was nine different assignments that I had to do. How can I focus on anything else, get the same amount of energy to this homework like I'm giving to business, to marketing, to content creation, so on and so forth? You just can't give the same energy. I had to learn, you just can't give the same energy, but you have to be okay with the energy that you're giving. Is it enough? Is it sufficient? Is it good? Is it great? Is it masterful? Is it helping you master this one thing that you are working on, this one thing that you like to perfect, this one thing that you know you have an idea for, that this one thing is showing you results, this one thing is helping you identify the information that you need to learn? Now, don't get me wrong, as you're starting along your journey, as you're starting along your career, just know it's going to be hard. Just know this right here. This is where everybody starts off. Before you get clear, you have to start here. I'm going to put this start here. Before you get clear, you have to have an idea or ideas. And the reason why you need to have ideas is because now you need to start opening your mind in a new way that you wasn't even expecting. You need to open your mind in a way that's going to force you to think, that's force you to do, force you to see, force you just to be uncomfortable. See, even though you have a lot of ideas and you start right here, it doesn't mean that you're going to end up right here. You're going to finish right here. Starting right here and having so many ideas helps you be overwhelmed. Helps you be overwhelmed because you want to do everything. You want to do everything in this box, but this box can't be done, cannot be completed because you're not giving it the right amount of energy. You're just not. How can you give the same amount of energy to one thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, and to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth thing? You just can't, because you're not focused. The master of one, what is called the jack of all trades, is better than not being a master of one. But they don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. And then it go even deeper. A jack of all trades. Hold on. Let me look it up, because I don't want to forget it, but I hate that I forgot it. Jack of all trades is a master of none. And let me see. I'm trying to see. What is it? A jack of all trades, a master of none. That's what it is. A jack of all trades, a master of none. Yeah. Is that it? Instead, I think that's it. Hello, let me see. Jack of all trades, a master of none. Jack of there we go. It's right there. It said, let me share my screen so y'all can see it. Let me share my screen. There y'all go. I'm sharing my screen right now. Okay. It said, I recently found complete. Okay. Jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. What does that even mean? A jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than the master of one. Listen, that's confusing. It's not even confusing. They try to make something sound so smart when in reality it's not that smart. I think he was asking a question or making a statement. I was told people of half of the verb of the proverb, it's more. So the half was jack of all trades is a master of none. And then the next one is, but oftentimes better than a master of one. That's what the whole quote was. So to bring it back to you, hold on, let me come back. Okay, and why this is so important, because oftentimes people just say things to make things sound better, make things sound smart, make things sound more than what they are. In reality, they not more than what they are. It's just more than just a master. What is called a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than master of one. I think that's backwards. This is my personal opinion. I believe that's backwards, because you can't be a jack of all trades if you're not a master of one of something or one possible thing. You just can't be. You just can't. How can you be a master of multiple things? You don't have you can't be that talented. If you are that talented, hey man, kudos to you. But I can guarantee you're not giving the same amount of energy to one thing, to the next thing, to the other things that you have in line. I remember just a couple days ago, I was creating a YouTube thumbnail is a cover picture for a video to show you what the video is going to be about. So as I'm trying to create it, I'm trying to think, I'm trying to open my creativity. Excuse me. I just can't, because I'm not able to think what this title was supposed to be, or what this picture is supposed to look like, or what the thumbnail is supposed to say on there. I'm just trying to think. Why is this even important? Why do I even need to focus on this? So, hold on. Why do I even need to focus on it? So as I'm trying to create it, I don't know what to put on there. I don't know what to draw. I don't know what to actually make for this cover picture. Yes, I had the title. Yes, I had the image of myself, but that was it. That was absolutely it. Then I started
Then what made me actually just pay attention to what I was doing was that I wasn't good at it. I remember back in high school when I was doing art, I wasn't good at it. I just had to do it. I had to do it. But I don't have to do this. I don't have to do the thumbnail now. And so what really changes is the focus. It's understanding that I can't put all my energy into something because one, I have to start at the bottom and learn this new skill. As I'm starting at the bottom and learn this new skill or learn something new, something has to come from this. What comes from is you starting all the way over to learn something new. Now, just imagine if you keep starting over to learn something new, how do you grow and master something that you already know? How do you grow? See, this target is the ideas that you have. You cannot hit the X because we're scattered all over the place. And all over the place, we're hitting nothing. We're hitting nothing because in reality, we're hitting off of luck. We're hitting off of hope. I hope I hit this right. I hope I connect. I hope I hit the target like I would like to. See, oftentimes you just don't hit the target like you would like to because you all over the place. See, that's why being a jack of all trades is not good because you have no trades to be a jack of. And so when I tried to create this thumbnail, this YouTube thumbnail, and it wasn't coming out how I wanted to come out because I didn't have no idea how to come out. I was watching this video. I was watching this talk, this speaker speak. I think his name was Dean Graziosi. I believe that's his name. I was listening to him, and he said something that just made it make sense. He was like, you're doing things that you are not great at, and you're forcing yourself to learn. I'm paraphrasing because I don't fully remember. You're forcing yourself to learn. And then he said what he do is that he sees something that he would like, and he go hire somebody. He said he can't even remember the last time he cut his yard because he have somebody pay to do that. It's not the matter of not being good or being lazy to do it. It's the fact that you're doing something that benefits you the most. And what benefits you the most is what you do that brings joy to you. That brings joy to you. This was eye-opening because you can't be everything, but you can be something. You can be something. You can be something, someone, somebody. Because you're only one person. You're only one person. And being someone, somebody, something, you're able to focus and stay in your lane and understand that you can't be a jack of all trades. Let me give you another example. So a couple of weeks ago, I started learning about I started learning again about real estate. And when I first started this journey, I started in real estate. So it was back in during COVID, back in 2020, when I picked up the camera, started recording. I was cooking. I was trying to cook. And as I was cooking, I was recording, making videos. And I started learning about real estate, and as I was learning about real estate, now I'm cooking, making videos, and now I'm learning about real estate. And as I'm learning about real estate, I'm in the Marine Corps serving the country, and now I started cooking, making videos, and now I'm making the content. As I'm making the content, I'm learning about real estate, and as I'm learning about real estate, I'm in the Marine Corps, and as I'm in the Marine Corps, I'm still trying to learn more about what I would like to do and how I would like to go about doing it. There's just not enough time for me to do everything that I would like to do because I just don't have the time and energy for it. I just don't have the time and energy to cook, to record every time I want to eat something. Don't have the energy for that. I don't have the energy to record everything that I do. I don't have the energy for that. I don't have the energy for that. I don't have the energy to learn about real estate. I just don't have the energy for it because now you have to learn the terminology. You have to learn the information. You have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn how to cold call. You have to learn how to close. You have to learn how to fill out an application. There's so much that we have to learn. When we start something new, we just abandon and forget about everything that we just went through to get to where we are today. See, you don't have energy. You don't have the same amount of energy to put into everything because your focus is all over the place. A jack of all trades is a master of none. So why not master one skill so you can become a jack of all trades? Because when you master one skill, you're able to work with others, potentially work with others that whose skills are in that field. Prime example, I started working, my first employee that I'm working with on a consistent basis. I hired her, she's a VA, she's a virtual assistant. I started working with her, and it's showing me, one, how to communicate. Two, how to set up and organize what the days are going to consist of. Three, force myself to create things to do that I'm not good at. And it really changed the way I thought about content creation, podcasting, business, real estate, volunteering, recording live. It really changed the way I thought about things because I don't have to be good at everything. I can be good at one and partner with those who are great at it, who are masterful at it. What makes a master? Let's look up what makes someone good. Let's see. Google, what makes someone great? Let me go ahead and share my screen. What makes someone great? And it says there are multiple matches, including admirable qualities, character, traits, and success. I like that. Some admirable qualities that people may find great: honesty, empathy, integrity. So, admirable qualities, character traits. Hold on, I'm sorry. Make someone, including admirable qualities, character traits, and success. How do you get success for yourself if you are all over the place doing multiple things all at once? That's what I had to recognize, learn, and understand. Like, it's not the matter of not being great. It's the matter that you're stretched too thin to learn how to be great. Mastering a skill takes time. Mastering a skill takes focus. Mastering the skills take effort. It takes practice. It takes understanding. It takes recognizing that you can't be all over the place. But even though you're all over the place, you can focus on one thing because you can stop doing too much. See, the point I want to hit on, the next point I want to hit on, while my camera is coming back on. Hold on, don't leave yet. I got to figure out how to change that. I don't know how to change the settings on that. That just driving me crazy. That is annoying. E, what's going on? I appreciate you for joining in. If anyone know how to turn off the settings on how to turn off the, how to camera turn off audio or audio, automatic by itself, please let me know how to turn this off. That crap is annoying. I'll be really diving in deep and it'd be cutting me off. So to get back to it, to stop doing too much, you have to recognize, I'm going to put eyes right there and I'm going to put it facing it. You have to recognize, which means see, that you're doing too much. Right there. You have to see, that don't look right. That don't look right. Hold on. That don't look right. You have to see that you're doing too much. You have to recognize that you're doing too much. You have to understand what doing too much actually is. Even that, can y'all see this? I think y'all can see this. Hopefully y'all can see it. So when you recognize that you're doing too much, how do you stop doing too much? How do you stop putting yourself in situations that's not benefiting you? How do you do this? Well, you do this by recognizing that, first off, you're doing a lot for no reason. You're doing too much for no reason. You're doing a lot. And what stops a lot of people is that the shiny object syndrome is because the next best thing is the best thing, because the thing that I'm doing right now is not paying anything. So I'm speaking about myself, for myself, for you all. Here's what I mean. Even though I started learning about business, marketing, advertising, promotion, content creation, podcasting, and so on and so forth, I need to pick one thing that I can hit on, that I can master on, that I can be profitable on, and start making some money from it. It's the podcasting. How can I focus on this podcast so that I can become and start making some money from it? I have to get rid of all the distractions. I'm in school now. Have to get rid of all the distractions and make time for making the podcast work. And make time for making the podcast work. Because it's not going to come. It's not going to happen without me thinking that it can happen. Or without me doing what can happen. No, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some work. It's going to take a lot of work. Understanding that time, energy, effort has to be put in. And when time, energy, effort gets put in, your reward gets discovered. Shiny object syndrome is a great point, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate it. Listen, let me know in the comments. You say shiny object syndrome is a great point. How many times have you just stopped and started something new? How many times have you started something new because what you were doing was not paying off? I was doing that a lot. I did that so often because the next best thing was the best thing because the thing that I'm doing is not paying how I wanted to pay. It's not showing results like I needed to show. Dax Lux, what's going on? I appreciate y'all for joining in. Listen, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and today we're speaking about how to focus and cut all the distractions off. Shiny object syndrome is real because the next thing is what catches our eye. Not the current. The next thing. Because the next thing seems so much more shinier. You dig what I'm saying? Listen, left a lot of projects incomplete. Look at that. Left a lot of projects incomplete. It doesn't happen by accident. It's not an accident that nothing is being completed. I'm speaking for myself. Why do I start something and then stop it? Because the thing that caught my eye caught me in my peripheral. I remember when I was playing football, my peripheral is what counted because if I can see in a split second, I can either be blindsided. Blindsided is to get hit when I'm not looking. I can miss the play. I can run into my teammates. See, I have to use my third eye, my open mind just a little bit more further and understand that there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind everything because I have to learn how to see what's in front of me. Now, what catches my eye? Now, and mind you, as I was playing football, if you ever played sports, if you've ever done some active activity, you've gotten hurt before, or you've gotten injured before, or you got hit before, or you got something has happened that you wasn't expecting. Something has happened that you was not expecting. See, it's expecting it that stops a lot of people. Even though you're surprised. Just because you're surprised doesn't mean you're supposed to retaliate. Doesn't mean you're supposed to respond. You're surprised. Okay, be surprised. So why not seeing this shiny object syndrome? Just see it. I'm telling that to myself. Just see the shiny object syndrome. Just see it. Just look at it. Just see it. Because when you stop doing what you are doing, what you are currently doing, the work that you have already put in doesn't matter because now you're starting all the way over. Let me use myself as another example. So a couple of weeks ago, 4 years ago, I started learning about real estate, how to cold call, how to reach out to homeowners, how to communicate with them. And then as I continued along the journey, I stopped. Because I didn't see no results. I wasn't able to close no deals. I wasn't able to see the results that I wanted to see because others was closing deals like they wanted to, like they was working for it. And so as I'm trying to figure out what am I doing wrong, I have to be doing something right. At least I wasn't consistent. When I was doing real estate back in 2020, I've I was working with my guy, Dylan Brown. Shout out to you, Dylan Brown, bro. I was working with him, and I was in California during that time. What's going on, Jessica? I was in California that time. And as I was in California, I was learning how to not only communicate with Dylan doing a real estate transaction, I was learning how to hear a homeowner's problem. And even though she was telling me her problem, I didn't know what to do and how to go about solving it. So, mind you, I'm speaking to this homeowner in June of 2020. Our first conversation was in June of 2020. I was only speaking to this customer of June of 2020. I wasn't talking to other homeowners. I wasn't reaching out. I wasn't cold calling. I was inconsistent. December of 2020, right before I was going to change my mind and stop doing real estate, a deal closed. A deal, my only real estate deal closed. One, I wasn't consistent, but because Dylan was doing the work, he was consistent. He was putting the work in like he needed to. And so then it just showed me like, okay, this worked. Why did it work? Why did this work? Why was I able to close the deal? I couldn't answer that. I couldn't answer, like, what did I even say? What did I even do? I can't even remember what I did. But the deal closed. And when it closed, I was surprised. I was surprised because I saw something that can work. I was in disbelief because I wasn't consistent. Then later on down the line, late a couple years later, I've learned what consistency is. In order for me to get in shape, I have to consistently go to the gym. I have to consistently go to the gym and show up. Showing up to the gym is hard sometimes. Look at my eye. It was hard sometimes. It's hard to show up every day and be consistent. It's hard. It's difficult. But so is not showing up and being consistent. Results doesn't come when you're not consistent. Results come when you start to be consistent for yourself. And so as I was learning this over time, over the years, over my journey, the thing that's so important is that the shiny object syndrome stops a lot of people from success because they're constantly stopping and starting new projects, old projects. How do you go from stopping and starting to just being consistent with one thing? Now, when you're consistent with one thing, you're learning how to be and become a master of the skill, a master in this industry, a master of what you're doing. Just imagine if I would have kept doing real estate the last 4 years, I would have been so much farther than I am today because I kept going. I decided to keep going for myself. But I wasn't. What I did continue to do was continue to be consistent with this podcast. With this podcast and making content and creating videos, I'm very consistent with that. I'm very consistent with that. See, my strength was speaking and bringing value to others to show, like, it's possible. It's possible because you're making it possible. And even though you have a lot of ideas, it's okay because now you're opening your mind just a little bit. What was difficult is understanding the ideas that you have is there for a particular reason. And as it's here for a particular reason, what do you do with the thoughts that you have? How's it benefiting you to understand, to see and recognize that you're doing too much? And as you are doing too much, how do you stop that? How do you stop doing too much? How do you stop stopping and starting? How do you stop that? See, you stop that by focusing on one thing. The last couple of years, I've been focusing on content creation, podcasting, speaking, showing up, being consistent. One thing I can say is showing up for a thing will help you become masterful. Because now, that I'm more consistent, that I've shown up and continue to show up, I have proof of what I'm doing. I see why it's working. I see how it's working. I see how it's helpful. I see how it can be beneficial. So how can I take this to the next level? How can I take this to the next phase? How can I take control of what I'm doing? Be consistent. Let go of all the distractions. Shiny object syndrome is so powerful because it pulls you from your current activities. It pulls you from it because now your attention is the focus to something new. New isn't always great because you have to start over from the bottom with everything that you start. You have to learn it. You have to observe it. You have to go through the process of it. Just ask yourself this, write in the comments, how many more times do you need to start something and recognize that you just stopped again? Let me know in the comments if you feel what I'm saying, if you've ever had something that you wanted to do, but you just stopped doing it before it even paid off. If you just kept going over time, if you just kept going and let the results motivate you, just imagine where you'll be at. As many things as out here, many things are not to be pursued because you can focus on one thing. Let's go back to this demonstration right here. See, when you start and open your mind just a little bit, you start to see and understand that there's more out here. There's more that you can accomplish for yourself. There is more. More isn't the problem. What is the problem is trying to do the more. So even though you start here, you're not going to finish here. You're not going to end here, but you just need to start. You need to open your mind to your creativity, because when you open your mind to your creativity, you're able to learn something new. Now, how many things do you need to learn new in order to recognize this is the path that you would like to go? This is the path that you would like to pursue. This is the path that you would like to learn. How many things do you need to try in order to recognize what this path is for you? Because when you commit to one, this one can be multiplied. So I've committed to podcasting. I'm committed to podcasting because I understand how to do it. I have the practice. I have the repetition. I have the training. I have the education. I'm constantly getting educated, which makes me more knowledgeable. Makes me more knowledgeable of what I'm doing and how I want to go about doing it. Excuse me, let me drink some water quick. Hold on. And why I want to go about doing it. Let me tell you the reason behind it. The reason behind it is because you're able to focus. I want to write that down right quick. I want to write down focus right here. But then I'm going to box it up a little bit. Focus. Then I'm going to put extraness around it. You did what I was saying? When you focus on one thing, your life's changed. When you focus on one thing, your life can change. Because this one thing has so many different layers behind it, so many different layers under it, so many different layers over it, so many different layers around it, so many different layers just there. You have so many different layers that has to be learned. It's kind of like you're baking a pie. You have all the ingredients that's there. My mama sent me a pecan pie the other day. You have all the ingredients that's there. The pecans, the corn syrup, the pie crust, the vanilla extract, or whatever she put in there. She has different seasoning that has to come together to make this pecan pie. First off, the pecan pie was fire. It mug was good. That mug was amazing. That pie was great. her thing was that she focused on this pie. And it became great. It became a masterpiece because it tasted so well. It tasted so well. See, one thing that we have to go through and understand is that everything is a journey. Everything is a process. And recognizing that there's layers to be approached is that we have to focus on something that we focus on one thing. And when we are able to focus on something, does something help us become a master? I remember I started training boxing. And so with me and PJ, shout out to PJ, with me and PJ was started training, he was telling me, he was like, man, I'm very confident in boxing. You can, he's confident in boxing. But then when it comes to everything else, he wasn't confident. I said, why not? He said, man, I just got to learn it. Because I was speaking about social media. He was like, when it comes to social media and recording and making videos, I'm not that confident. I'm not that confident because I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it every day. I'm not learning it every day. I'm not training every day. He was training to fight every day, so he's more confident fighting and rather than making videos. Brandon, what's going on, man? I appreciate you for joining in. And when he made that statement, it really stuck with me because he had confidence in fighting. He can fight. Okay. I saw his highlight videos, or not his highlight videos, a couple of his fights. He can fight. And then we were sparring, like we was practicing, but we was actually hitting one another. We were sparring. And so I must have hit him with a hook. I must have hit him with a hook, you feel me? Man, I must have hit that man. He said, okay. In his mind, he felt my punch, but he made me feel all his punches. I hit him one time, and that one time just really woke him up. Not necessarily woke him up. I ain't gonna say, oh, I did all that now. That the one punch surprised him. And so since he was confident in fighting, he let me have it. he was confident there, okay? He was confident there. And then I just asked him, I was like, so how do you get confident in fighting? He was like, bro, get beat up. Start fighting. Start training. Start doing the work. I said, oh. Okay. I said, okay. Okay, this is what I signed up for. He ain't making me do it. He ain't forcing me to be here. This is what I signed up for. So as I'm learning boxing, as I'm learning how to fight, as I'm learning how to block, as I'm learning how to grapple, as I'm learning how to go against someone, like, full-blown sparring or fighting, practicing, as I'm learning this, you have to go through the work. Because even though I told him, I was like, yeah, man, I just want to learn how to box. Like, our first conversation, he was like, so why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this? I said, man, I just want to, you know how to box. I want to learn how to fight and defend myself just a little bit better. He said, okay. So first training, we start hitting the mitts, like the hands, like the little padding that you have on the hand. We start hitting it. He started giving me combos. I said, ooh, okay. Okay. I like this. Next training, do the same thing. I said, oh, okay. Getting the hang of it. Come back next week. He was like, all right, man, I want you to start sparring. I want you to start fighting with somebody. What do you mean? I just started practicing. Okay, yeah, I want you to start sparring. Okay, this is what I signed up for. So then, he had us put our foot, like, in a tire. Let me see. He had us put our foot in the tire. He had us put our foot, sorry for the drawing. Sorry for the drawing. He had us put our foot in the tire. And in the tire, you have to hit him. 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 In this tire. So it's like foot to foot, and we going around in a circle just hitting one another. He said, yeah, okay. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You better cover your face. You better duck. Don't duck your head, but you better block. I just came to him because I said I wanted to fight. I wanted to learn how to train. I wanted to just be better equipped with the skills that I need to have to be a better fighter. I just wanted to learn that. Oh, you thought it was going to be easy. I thought it wasn't going to be no work that goes on behind me wanting to learn how to fight. I thought it was going to be simple. I thought it was going to be something that was very easy to do. For you to become a master, you have to perfect the basics first. I said, now I understand. Now I understand why you're confident in doing what you're doing, because you understand the basics. You understand the basics. You understand the basics. You understand what needs to go on for you to be ready for this. You understand the basics. And you also don't have shiny object syndrome, because you're a master in fight. Oh. Okay. Now I get it. Now I get it. And I get it because you can't be everything, but you can be a master at one. What do people want to, what do you want to be known for? What do people come to you for? If it's multiple things, write the list down. People come to me for counseling. People come to me for content advice. People come to me for consultation advice or content. Podcasting advice. Like, but people don't come to me for cooking. That ain't my passion. People don't come to me for fighting advice. And questions that they know I don't have the answer to. So now that I'm doubling down on podcasting, by doubling down, I'm actually saying I'm primarily focusing on podcasting. I need to let go of some distractions. I need to let go of some distractions. Where my marker at? I need to let go of some distractions so I can start focusing. Hold on, I'm going to draw this arrow. I need to let go of distractions so I can start focusing. Because I'm stretched too thin. I'm only one person. I'm only one person. And just because I'm one person doesn't mean nothing can come from this. Excuse me. Just because I'm one person doesn't mean that I can't be the best that I can be. When I start working with my first employee, she's really helping me learn how to, one, first, how to communicate. How to communicate effectively. The next thing she's teaching me is how to plan things for her to do. I'm learning these things. I'm learning these things. These things are so amazing because I don't have to do everything. Yet I can do something, but I can't do everything. I don't need to do everything. I just need to do something. Now that I understand, something is what stops and cuts the shiny object syndrome. Now, it opened my mind in a different way because I'm able to focus. Key word is focus. I'm able to cut distractions. I'm able to eliminate things that are not fulfilling podcasts, that are not bringing in money from podcasting, that's not benefiting me from podcasting. Yes, I can continue to learn the information. As far as me implementing the new information, I need to build the podcast. I need to build money from the podcast. I need to focus on the podcast. Why? Because my focus from one will be able to multiply because I'm able to create results from this podcast to have my foot in different things. Notice I didn't say my whole body or me, but to have my foot in different aspects of different things. But it starts with one. The one for me is podcasting. How can I focus on podcasting to start making some money, to start building the audience, and start making an impact? It starts with the decision. It starts with awareness. It starts with one by focusing on the goal that you would like to pursue. As great as it sounds, I'm a jack of all trades. Okay, show me the results. Next time somebody say I'm a jack of all trades, ask them, show me all that you do and how you're getting paid from it. If not getting paid from it, show me everything that you do and the amount of time that you have for everything. For everything. Not just one, but for everything. Just ask them. Just, can I see what you do, what your day is like? Because then you'll start to realize and recognize, huh, are they just talking to make themselves sound good? Or they actually have proof behind what they're doing. Focusing will help you eliminate the distractions. I'm going to write a big X right here. Will help you eliminate distractions because you're no longer doing too much. I'm going to cross that out. You're no longer doing too much. You're just working on one thing. You're just working on one thing. And this one thing is helping you create results. It's helping you establish a foundation. By foundation, I'm actually saying like a something to push off from. Something to grow from. Something to balance from. Because you have focus around what you are doing. You have focus around it. The shiny syndrome, the shiny object syndrome is no longer stopping you because you're able to focus on one thing. Podcasting is the thing that I'm focusing on because I understand what I need to do to get to where I would like to be. And the podcast and what the podcast is going to do is going to help me remain focused. If I focus on podcasting, let's just say for the next 365 days, the sky's the limit of what opportunities can come from there. Not necessarily just opportunities, but what money can come from it. What doors can come from it. What chances and new glance of success can come from that. And it only comes from it because I understand that I need to focus on one thing. I need to focus on one thing. And this one thing is going to be something that I wasn't expecting. Correction. This one thing is something that I'm expecting. But the results that's coming from this, I kind of can't expect. Because I don't know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like, how can you expect something that you don't see that's working? When I have a proven method of something that's working, I can literally do it again and again. And again, can literally do it again. Hold on, my camera went off. Hold on, don't leave. Yeah, we back. And I can do it again. I can literally do it again. Because when it works one time, it can work a second. And when it works a second time, it can work a third. Okay. When it works a third time, it can work a tenth time if you're focused on being consistent. Oh, that's how it works. You have to find one thing that you can be consistent on. And as you're consistent along this, the thing or the industry that you pick, something can come from that. Don't worry about the what. Just know something can come from that. Something can come from that. Because you're no longer scattered all over the place. You're no longer doing too much. And even though you start here, you don't end here because you're able to focus for yourself. Let me draw a little arrow right there. Hold on. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see and visually see what I'm speaking about. If you can start right here. Let me know in the comments if you can see this drawing. Let me know in the comments if you can see this drawing. I probably need to space it out just a little bit. But the key word that I just saw in the camera was focus. Forget all the other stuff. Focus on one thing and then all the other stuff will make sense later. Why is that important? It's important because if you want to change and become and be someone and be something and make an impact, you have to start making an impact for yourself. I have to start making an impact for myself. So I have to cut off distractions. I have to cut off things that's not bringing value to the podcast. I want to focus on the podcast. So I'm going to focus on the podcast. Because when I focus on the podcast, I'm able to do a lot more from it. I'm able to do a lot more. I'm able to do a lot more. Because it encourages success as you continue along your journey. It encourages growth as you be consistent. It encourages focus as you continue to be focused for yourself. That's the goal. That's the point of this video was to explain that a jack of all trades is not good. You do not want that nickname. Like, man, you do everything. You do it all. You do it all. Like, okay. Well, what does that even mean? You do it all, so what? Congratulations. Congratulations. What does that do for you? That's when I understood it's not just about doing everything. It's about doing the one thing that matters the most and working with others that will relieve their stress. I'm learning this now. This is a skill that I'm currently developing. And it's been great learning it. It's been great going through the process. It's been great experiencing something new. It's been great experiencing focus. Because now my focus can be consistent. Now the way I show up can be consistent. Now the way I present can be consistent. Now the way I solve and identify problems can be consistent. Now the way that I show up, I can start making money from it. Because I focus on one thing. For example, before I even got on live, I had a call. And the guy, shout out to Tony, I was speaking to him, and then he was just telling me like things that he needed as far as like a conference that he had coming up. And I don't do promo videos. I don't do and edit a lot. I don't do that. That's not my thing. And so as he's saying that, he was like, maybe we can shoot like a promo and, you know, shoot a video at the location so that way we can potentially promote it. I'm like, that's good, but that's not what I do. That's not what I do. That's not what I do. Having the hard conversations up front is what's going to help you a lot more. That's a different video for itself. That's a different video. But for now, for today, focusing is getting rid of distractions. Let me write that down. Oh, no. Let me write that down. Getting rid of distractions. I think I spelled that right. I believe I spelled that right. Let me see. A-C-T-O-N-S, distractions. Oh, yeah. I spelt it right. I spelt that joker right. The beauty behind what you are doing is that you can get better over time. But you just have to figure out what you would like to do to get better over time. Podcasting, I'm focused on podcasting. My goal is to focus on podcasting. That's what I'm going to do, is to focus on podcasting. I want to create and generate and make an impact from podcasting. And I can only do that from me being consistent, from me being focused, and from me getting rid of distractions. Hold on, that's supposed to be an exclamation mark. Got to emphasize that. Get rid of distractions. Emphasize this. This is a D, okay? This is a D. Have to get rid of distractions. Bone Zay, what's going on, man? I appreciate you for joining in. You have to get rid of distractions because the week, the month, the year you get rid of distractions will be the moment, the day, the month, the year that your focus can start building. There's no Right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just the answer that works best for you. Learn, shout out to Dr. Russ. I learned that from him when I was learning about business. There's no right answer, but it's the right answer at the moment for you. Where you are at, there's a right answer for you. But what is that answer? What is that moment? If you're starting, you're going to start here. You're going to start with all the ideas in your mind. And starting there is no problem at all. Chris, what's going on, man? Starting there with a whole bunch of ideas is not a problem at all. But it's what's staying there that stops a lot of people from growing and developing and becoming focused. So understanding that the process goes on, the journey goes on, time evolves, and it continuously goes on, it forces you to focus on something that's going to be helpful in the future. Start doing things. You're not going to be great at everything, but become a master at something. Become a master at something, because it's something that's going to help you understand how to focus on your journey, how to focus on your what you would like to do and why you're doing it a particular way. So there's only one you, so why not be the best that you can be and identify the path that you would like to focus on? Listen, I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure y'all share this live with a friend that needs to learn how to focus on something that's going to be beneficial. If you enjoyed this, let me leave a comment, like this video, and make sure you subscribe. Go to YouTube at Terrell Humphrey and make sure you subscribe. This morning, I hit 550 subscribers. Listen, we going higher and higher and higher and higher. We just getting started because now I know and understand the path that I would like to pursue. You dig what I'm saying? Make sure you send this to a friend. Send this to the first friend that you just thought about that has a lot of ideas but don't know how to cut the ideas down or focus on one thing. This video will help them a lot more because it will help them focus on a path that they would like to pursue. Master one skill, then you become a beast at everything because you can focus on one. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Let me know or send me a DM if you have a topic that you would like for me to speak about when it comes to personally developing, marketing, business, podcasting, and so on and so forth. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all later.